Today, we don't think much of hopping on an interstate to zip from one location to the next. But a century ago, national highways were just beginning, and it often required a major effort to construct one. That was the case for a road, dubbed a trail, that led from Massachusetts to Washington State. There's quite a story behind it, and it's next on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
At the age of 14 in 1880, Michael Dowling was caught in a blizzard while herding cattle. Frostbite caused him to lose both legs from below the knee, one arm, and the fingers on his remaining hand. He never considered himself handicapped, though, becoming an educator, businessman, and later speaker of the Minnesota House of Representatives in 1901.
One of his major initiatives was the Yellowstone Trail. The Yellowstone Trail is one of the first three coast-to-coast highways. It's the precursor to the modern highway system.
The other two national routes were the Lincoln and Jefferson highways. But Scott Tedrick says the Yellowstone Trail, as it was known, was more of a grassroots affair.
Whereas the others were much more top-down in their approach, you had this sort of cooperative effort between communities that would go and hold trail days and actually go out there and build the trail.
The work began in 1912, a route with its two ends in Massachusetts and Washington State.
They were able to build the 3,600-mile coast-to-coast trail in under 10 years without the involvement of the federal government, purely as a community-building exercise.
While many people backed the effort, Dowling is regarded as one of the key figures in helping establish the important route.
Dowling would prove to be its greatest champion. There's a book called We Blaze the Trail that talks about him taking a three-car motorcade with his family from Minneapolis to Yellowstone Park and literally blazing the trail over Virgin Prairie and whatnot.
Today, Scott and many others work to share the story of the historic Yellowstone Trail, and you can still find some sections of the road labeled as such, and many communities along the route promoting the old yet important road that linked the two coasts. Traveling the Countryside in Olivia, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.